report would be correct in that if you look at the price or at the market of some of Zimbabwe's properties, they are still way below what you would call standard market value, and therefore investing in property is speculation that property will go up. Looking at the Bankers Association or Zimbabwe's assertion that bank deposits are going up, I think it is true, but the deposits are not going up at the rates with which transactions are happening in this country. That's why there is a liquidity crisis. And also you see that even though bank deposits are going up, people do not actually have sufficient savings. And so putting their money in property is trying to preserve their savings.